It's episode 260, and we've got plugins for optimizing your database, widget placeholders, popular posts, future posts, inline posts, and more. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the south coast of British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we've got a usual great show for you here today. But right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com, where you will start to notice some changes taking place on the website. I've changed out the theme. I'm working through some adjustments to layout, font design, as one recent commenter complained shortly after I made a change. It's nice, but it looks like crap. So working on that. Also, if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we'd greatly appreciate you hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or taking the time to drop into the iTunes store and giving us a review.
Yeah, those reviews really do help us out in terms of maintaining our ranks within the charts in iTunes, and we love to hear from you all. So remember, you can also go to our website, leave us a voicemail, and we will help you out with any particular issue or problem that you have. And remember, you can also follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. Of course, and this is the point here where we do a little self-promotion because, after all, this is not our main profit source doing this podcast for you guys week after week. I myself specialize in helping people fix their broken websites. And with 25% of the websites on the internet being run by WordPress, that's an awful lot of websites out there that are constantly being hacked and attacked. And if you happen to be one of them, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or visit me at wppro.ca/emergency for fast, efficient support for your WordPress website.
Awesome. Well, John, just want to let you know that by the time this podcast is actually released, the site is open, official, and ready to go. So head on over to membershipcoach.com. I've got some great programs in terms of building your own membership site, maintaining your own membership site, or if you have clients, how do you effectively build a membership site for them, maintain profitability on their side, yet still have enough maintenance for you to get that monthly contract? We'll go over all that and more over at membershipcoach.com.
Sweet. Bet a lot of people are looking forward to that.
Yes, and I will say, I have really perfected my PowerPoint skills. I'll be honest with you, John. I rarely ever have used PowerPoint in terms of presentations or things like that. In fact, I don't think I've ever used PowerPoint for speaking. It's always just kind of off the cuff. But I will we talk sometimes about Theme Forest and Code Canyon and those kinds of things. One of the things that's really overlooked that's part of Envato is Graphic River.
Oh, yeah.
Which is their graphic component. Now, I go there all the time to buy banner sets and things when clients need banners and ad groups and things like that. I basically just go there and buy the entire template pack, and it's like $5. And this time around, I went looking for a really nice, clean PowerPoint, and within like 5 minutes I found the perfect set. It came with 300 different slides that was all that were all set up, and it was $20.
Oh, that's a bonus. Save yeah lots of time.
Big time. So that's just one thing, by the way, for all of you out there who are not graphically inclined, you might want to consider that as well in terms of Graphic River to save you a boatload of time plus have it look really nice.
There you go. All right. Well, this is the point here where we want to thank our donors. We'll thank everyone who's come in under $50. We've got nobody for 50 or above. But I would last, and you know who you are who've donated under $50. We appreciate it. Thank very much. And I want to let you know that money's going to good use. Starting in about a week, we're going to have the transcripts from previous episodes start reappearing on the website. So you can download those if you want to see all the detailed notes and you like reading everything. That's coming. And we've got even more little bits and pieces coming as the money comes in for donations and we find the time to build on the website and the show. So please, folks, continue donating. If you're looking to advertise, advertise with us. Anything to help support the show and help it grow because we'd like to see it grow this next year.
Definitely. Yeah, we really appreciate that. And it does go straight back into the show. John and I don't take any of this money personally or anything like that. It just goes right into production.
Absolutely. That's why it sort of takes some time to get things changed because, well, we still got to make a living. All right. Anything else we want to ramble on about or should we just dive right into the meat and potatoes?
There were a couple cool plug-in revisions that just came out. Talking about like Gravity Forms just had a major 2.0 update.
I actually installed it on a client's website yesterday.
Yeah. Thanks, Rocket Genius, for the update. We appreciate that. However, I did notice that you really didn't do much to the form builder itself, which was the one thing that I was hoping you would upgrade. So no go on that one. Maybe 2.0.5 or 2.1. Maybe we'll see something. But they've did increase the capability in terms of conditional logic and some of the other stuff that you can do. Mm-hmm. Looked like a pretty impressive upgrade, but again, that form builder just sucks. So
maybe that's in the process. Takes a while to change out an interface.
No, I understand. I understand, but let me put two fields next to each other. That's all I'm asking.
Yes, that would be nice to have two fields next to each other. That is sort of irritating. You got to stack them all.
Right. Other things, the Blueberry PowerPress plugin was upgraded to 7.0. So there's a lot of new things if you're a podcaster or you have a client with a podcast.
There is. Yes, I remember because I was going through the website and updating all the new fields in the Blueberry. There's a lot of new fields in there to tweak and adjust.
Absolutely.
And I'm starting to use one of the new ones where one of their new fields to make it easy to put in new images for each episode.
And let's see. One of the things I just mentioned this that people are going to start seeing out there is more presence for the company SiteLock in the WordPress community. They've even hired a WordPress evangelist and are doing some sponsorship of WordCamps. If you want to hear a really interesting interview, go listen to WordPress Weekly, the most recent one from a week ago. That's where Jeff Chandler and I actually interviewed this evangelist, and I put his feet to the flames in terms of accountability, in terms of their bad reputation, in terms of what their plans are in WordPress. And I even asked him some questions like, why is WordPress not even mentioned on your homepage? You got to go to some kind of crazy subdomain for it. That's not WordPress love. I'm not feeling it. And if you want to hear some interactions like that, check out the last issue of WordPress Weekly.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's all we got then.
Yep.
Time to dive into the meat and potatoes. Off we go. Okay, the first plugin I've got this week here is called Optimize Database After Deleting Revisions. And this came about, I was working on a website that had been infected with the pharma hack, and what had occurred is they'd managed to infect not only posts, but they managed to infect revisions. And of course, we all know we've got a collection of revisions throughout our site that we just don't give much mind to. Manually removing them was just not an option because there were hundreds of revisions in this site for all the numerous posts that the client had. So I wanted an easy way to do that, and I knew they were out there. There's a dozen plugins for this, so I thought I would examine a couple of them. And this one here came up real nice. It not only allows you to go in and automatically remove all the revisions that are in there, but it also helps you clean up your database in numerous other ways in the process. And then when you're done, you can set it so it does a continuous automatic updating and cleaning of your database, removing revisions that are older than X number of days and removing other bits and pieces in here. All in all, this turned out to be a really fantastic little database optimizer and cleaner and removing your revisions and other things. I had to give this a 5 dragon rating. Called Optimize Database After Deleting Revisions.
Should have called it Mr. Clean or something like that.
Yeah, they need the WP plugins naming service for plugins.
Yeah, I think we're available for that. All right, the first plugin I want to talk about is called Placeholder It, and it's basically a widget. And widgets can be used almost anywhere these days, not just the sidebar. I mean, obviously, we're all using page builders and those kinds of things. So what it does is if you're building a site and you don't yet have all the images, or you want to at least set up a resolution for a block area that you can, you know, then fill in with actual live data, this gives you the option to, in the widget, it says, okay, what dimensions do you want to put in this block? Do you want to put text in here? Do you want to color it? What do you want to do? And it basically creates everything that you need within that block area and gives you a nice placeholder so that you can go to clients and instead of having the whole thing done, just put the placeholders in place and it shows exactly what your layout is intended to be. It's very handy, very cool tool. I've used stuff like this in terms of just having images that go in those spots, but the ability to be able to name my own resolution for the block area was what I found this plugin to be very, very valuable. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Okay. Next one I've got here is called Restrict Role Login. And this is a very simple plugin. It's fairly straightforward. What it does is you set it up to allow people to register in your website so that they can get registered and they should be able to access into, say, the store or something. But you know when they get logged in, you don't want them to accidentally end up in the back end of the website, into the WordPress dashboard. And that's what this one is designed to do, is to keep them out of the WordPress dashboard area. And you can determine what user levels are allowed to access by going into the settings and setting it up. It seems to work pretty good. I gave it a quick test on my dev site to see how it worked, and it checked out okay. Pretty little decent restriction plugin called Restrict Role Login, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Very cool. All right, the next one I have, we've all seen these popular post widgets out there that display different popular posts of your website, but how is that determined? It's generally determined by core and by the actual plugin, or the, not plugin, but the post view count.
Yes.
Well, I've got something that's actually a little bit different. This plugin is called Google Analytics Popular Posts, and what it does is it queries Google Analytics for page view data to your site and then uses an algorithm based on the publish date, number of page views, all that kind of stuff to determine a weighted page view score for a post. Now, this is really cool because it's time sensitive, which means you can have it display the most popular posts this month or maybe this week or maybe for just only 2016 and ignore everything that was in 2015, which it's smart in the way that it does it. It doesn't do it just by, you know, I'm showing a post from, you know, 2010 that you had that had some good traction on it that keeps popping its way to the top. So this is a really good way to do it based on actual quantitative data. And it's called Google Analytics Popular Posts. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's actually a cool idea if you want to set up to show popular posts. That's much better than the other weighted ones. I mean, what we have on our site right now is just a random sampling. I don't think it's truly all that good.
Right.
But it has something. I might have to explore using that one.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, the final one I've got here is another related post plugin. It's called Inline Related Posts. And it's a pretty decent plugin for what it does. It does the sort of thing that you'll see on the Times or New York Times website, all the other websites that, and you're reading down through an article, and then there's a spot right in the middle of the article that pops in a related post. Well, that's what this plugin does for you. It goes through, it looks for your post, and then it puts in a small snippet right in the center of the article. You'll start to see them appear on the WP Plugins A to Z site now, and I'm still working on a design for it. It does come with a basic design and a couple of small templates. I haven't tested the templates, but it is a freemium plugin. So you, if you want all the full features, you have to go pay for it. It's not that much, $27 for a single site license, which I may end up getting for us just so I can get the enhancements. But the setup was really great. The choosing of how it goes together, really simple and straightforward, a great plugin. I would have popped it right up to the 5, but of course, being a freemium plugin, we had to knock 1 point down for it. So we give it a 4 Dragon rating, and it's called Inline Related Posts.
Nice. All right. Sounds like we got, unintentionally, by the way, a lot of post-related plugins today, and it just happened to work out that way.
It's worked out that way.
Yeah, and a lot of you may not realize that up until it's time to actually do the show, I don't really know what plugins John's going to introduce, and he doesn't know mine either.
We have no idea until about half an hour before the show.
Exactly. Okay, well, here's the final posts plugin. This one is called Future Posts with Password. How many times, John, have you laid out a post or a page and you wanted to show somebody what it was, but you didn't want to actually publish the thing? It's kind of a pain in the butt to do that, mm-hmm. right? Because either you got to give them WordPress credentials so that they can look at it in draft or preview mode or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, no longer, my friend. This one, Future Posts with Password, actually allows you to send someone a post with a key in the URL that has a password that you set, and with one click, they can go view the post.
Very nice.
Because it embeds that actual password within that URL. So if you want to send somebody a post for review before publication, now you can without ever even having giving them credentials. So works out really nice. It is a free plugin, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's pretty cool. That's a great way to be able to send something off to somebody for review before it gets published.
Yes, because you can still keep it private
yep.
and keep it away from the rest of the eyes, yet still have somebody click one link and review it. And I can't tell you how many clients I've had that have no clue about WordPress, no clue about logging into the back end.
Oh, yeah.
This saves all that headache and hassle just by sending them one link.
Cool. Okay. Well, I covered up in this episode the optimized database after deletion revisions, which I gave a 5 to, the restrict role login, which I gave a 4 to, and the inline related post, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about placeholder it, which I gave a 4 to. Google Analytics popular posts also gets a 4. And we just discussed future posts with password, gave that one a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Okay, a little bit of a commercial, sort of self-promotion. It's promotion for my beautiful wife, Skye, who has started writing and is putting up her short stories on her website at runnersky.ca, RUNNERSKYE.ca. And there's some really great short stories there. And she's putting them up about one per week. So if you really want some great fun to go read, little short stories, they'll take you about 15 minutes to read them. Lots of fun. Go check them out at runnersky.ca. And please leave comments for her on her website. She'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Also, remember, the Membership Coach Program is your go-to resource for the training, advice, support, and everything else that you need to develop, grow, and launch a profitable membership site. So go to memberships coach.com and get on the enrollment list. We are live and ready to go right now. You can also follow Membership Coach on Twitter and get all the latest news.
All right, and the usual reminders, please stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. It helps keep us up there in those rankings. We greatly appreciate it. And if you leave us your domain name in the review, we will read it out and link to it in our show notes.
That's right.
And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio,
Hey, somebody's calling you for services.
If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, then hit that little thumbs up button or stop in on their website and leave us a review or a comment.
Yeah, we'd really, really appreciate that. Also, remember, you can go to wppluginsa2z.com and leave us a speak pipe. It's been a number of episodes since we've had listener comments, so we would appreciate that. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me at my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, also membershipcoach.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!